Listen, Maggie is going to turn 18 in 2 weeks, and I think we should organize a surprise party for her.
That's a great idea. What about going out somewhere? I mean, we could go to a pub, a club, or a restaurant.
Well, as she's not particularly keen on going out, I think it'd be extremely difficult to persuade her to join us in a pub without her noticing the trick.
No problem. I'll ask her out to the cinema, and on the way there, we'll accidentally walk past the Red Lion. Then I'll tell her that I feel like a drink, and as there's some time before the film, we could go in.
Okay, I guess it'll work. How many people will come? The pub is not that big.
Don't worry about it. There's an extra room for parties upstairs for more than 30. If we book it now, it'll be available, I'm sure.
Fine. Agreed. I have their phone number anyway, so I'll call them right now.
Good. But we haven't talked about the invitations and presents yet. My idea is to send a circular email with a reminder that it's going to be a surprise party and nobody should tell Maggie.
Well, and the present? Shall we include anything about it in the email?
Oh, I don't think so. I'll take care of the cake, and let's leave the rest to the others.
Okay. We don't want to seem pushy, do we? Let them decide what to bring. The most important is that everybody comes.
Good. Settled. You call the pub and book the place for 25 people for next Saturday. As I've mentioned, the cake is my task, and you write the email.
Fine. I hope nobody will reveal the secret, and Maggie will have a great party. Bye for now.
See you then.